It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Is now a good time to buy a house? How much will home construction costs go up in case of a trade war?
While President Trump has walked back some of the tariffs before they were set to go into effect, buyers and sellers may feel uneasy about the impact of tariffs on the housing market and rising prices on everyday goods.
In just a bit, we'll hear from a Milwaukee nonprofit that's helping first-time home buyers navigate these times.
But first, we check in with the home building industry. Brad Boykes is executive director of the Wisconsin Builders Association, and David Bellman is president of Bellman Homes and founder of Bellman Builders in Waukesha. Brad and David, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Brad, starting with you, tariffs on imported construction materials like steel, like aluminum, like lumber, that can all drive up the cost of building and renovating homes. What are you seeing now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a concern. I mean, we have spent a great deal of time on the local, state, and federal levels, you know, really trying to work all units of government to try to bring down the cost of housing. And certainly, you know, where we stand today, we're talking about tariffs, and, you know, that's going to have an increase to the cost of housing element to it. So certainly something that we're tracking, we're concerned with, but the overall goal has been, you know, for the last few years is to look for ways to try to bring down that cost of housing. And this is certainly a concern.
The National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo had some numbers. Cost of building materials has already risen by 34% since December of 2020, so far outpacing inflation. And then last month, they did their March survey, finding that builders estimated a typical cost effect from recent tariff actions at $9,200 a home. What can you tell us there? What is the latest sentiment?
Yeah, and I think with tariffs, you know, you look at about 7% of what goes into a home, you know, comes from outside of the United States. So therefore, you know, if you have tariffs, that's going to have an effect on that cost of housing. You know, so I think that coupled with, you know, there certainly have been some things going on, especially on the national level, you know, trying to get more access to domestic-based timber, trying to cut through some regulation and red tape as it concerns housing. You know, those are on the positive side of the equations. Those are things that we're very hopeful. I mean, those have all been announced since January. Going to take some time to get those into the pipe and have those be effective. But, you know, there are, you know, some caution on the tariff front of the equation. But there's also some things going on the national level that we hope are going to have a positive impact and actually help to bring down the cost of housing.
And David, on the home building side of things, you know, building anything takes many months to years. What are you seeing out there? Are projects on hold? Are they being finished now?
A lot of consumers have been concerned. We've seen some that we were working with that are kind of putting things on pause. But we're encouraging other consumers, if you're ready to get going now, because we just see the cost, you know, only going up in the future. So it's better to kind of deal with the devil you know than the devil you don't know. The other thing you have to consider is that most of our suppliers and our manufacturers, they already have their products in inventory right now. So there's anywhere from a 3 to 4 month supply of product that's already been imported. And then the last thing I'll say is if you're a consumer and you're looking to buy a home and you're looking at a home that's already built, like a model home, those are already built at older prices. So there's certainly opportunity to avoid much of the tariffs if you're smart about how you purchase.
There is some raw products sitting in a warehouse somewhere. Can you tease that out a bit? How much of the cost of a new build is related to materials?
It's hard to give you an exact number, but I would say it's probably maybe around 60%, if I could, you know, wager a guess on that. And again, as Brad mentioned, with the tariffs, we're only seeing about 7.5% of the product for a new home build being imported. And additionally, the other kind of good news is that last week we were informed that building materials that were brought in from Canada and Mexico are also exempt from the tariff, which would include additional tariffs from lumber, which is a big one.
Brad, back to you. You said something here at the outset that, you know, what could bring down the price of homes? You're seeing some glimmers of perhaps good news out there. What are you seeing?
we see some of the biggest gains that can be made on the advocacy side of the equation really is on the local level. And that is communities, you know, actively wanting more housing and actively taking a look at what they allow and maybe don't allow. You know, we have communities that, you know, if they want to encourage more housing, you know, they're allowing smaller lot sizes. They are allowing smaller homes to be built on those smaller lots, which, you know, is the best way to directly bring down the cost of that house. You know, the infrastructure that goes in when you build a home, you know, most people may not know, you know, that is a price. The price of that is borne by the developer and the builder. So they're paying for that. And then, you know, the consumer is paying for that, obviously, when they close on the home. And then all of those, that material and is dedicated over to a municipality. Very expensive to do that. So those smaller lots and smaller homes, you know, and then local communities taking a look at what they charge, you know, on the building permit side or any of the fees, the many fees that go into doing construction and building out a subdivision, you know, that's really going to be, you know, we see as some of the biggest drivers and having communities take a look at all of that and making known to our members throughout the state that they want more housing and being vocal about that, I think is really, you know, that's kind of the way that we see as the clearest way and the clearest path to have a really direct effect on the end cost of the lot and the home.
David, could you speak to that as well? Do you engage in communities that are actively wanting more housing and perhaps loosening up some ordinances or relieving some red tape?
Absolutely. It is a lot of it at the local level, as Brad said. The National Association of Home Builders did a study and said that the average cost added to a new home due to local, state, and federal regulation is $93,870. So we're talking about nearly $100,000 before you even put a shovel in the ground. Now, at the local level, we're seeing a lot of high minimum standards, which means that the house has to be bigger. That means it's going to be more expensive. We're seeking municipalities where they're going to allow us higher density, where we can get homes a little closer together, utilize more of the land, remove some of these additional restrictions, like, you know, having a municipality rather mandate, you know, the type of siding and the type of, you know, stone and percentages of those kind of things, or having sidewalks on both sides of the street versus one side of the street, or how wide the road is.
So if you're a client, you have wanted to build, you're trying to build, and you see what's happening at the federal level, and you say, okay, David, this either we got to go now or we're not going to go perhaps for years. Are your clients feeling a bit of whiplash here, a little bit jolty? Is this an unnerving time for them?
Yeah, there's definitely nervousness out there with the consumers at the beginning of the year. Before the inauguration, I mean, I thought we were going to have probably the busiest year we ever were going to have. I mean, the number of people calling and contacting us was off the charts. And then a lot of them, you know, when the tariffs kind of came out, got a little scared. Change scares people, of course. But again, the one thing that's good about all of this is that a lot of people's homes, if they have a home already, are worth tremendously more than they were in the past. So a lot of people have tons of equity. We've seen more cash buyers than I've ever had in the history of my company buying houses because they own their house outright. It's worth so much more money. And so when they sell their existing home, they're able to put that into the new home. So even though the new home costs more, it's kind of relative because they're getting so much more for the existing home. The problem, though, is the first-time buyers. They're the ones that are going to be probably the most affected because they don't have that equity to tap off of. So it is more challenging for that first-time homeowner to get that home.
Also, the upward pressure on those items that are sitting in the warehouse, the siding, the stones, the insulation, the shingles, the HVAC equipment, will, even though they're there and ready to go, do you see builders marking up prices in preparation for, you know, what the future holds?
If you're a smart business owner, you've got to watch this and keep an eye on it. A lot of builders are doing some different strategies, like putting clauses in their contracts that are very transparent, which is nice for the consumer. So they're showing, like, this is the rate or the price that we have right now. under contract. And if it goes up, like we have a 3% guarantee that will go up the first 3% and you don't see it. And then after that, if it goes beyond that, then you're going to pay the difference and we'll show you our books and we'll figure it out. So there are a lot of different strategies to work through it. And I think a lot of builders are working with their clients on it. And then the other big thing is just trying to get decisions right away so we can order product, lock in the price, and not even make it an issue for our customers.
Well, David and Brad, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was Brad Boykes, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Builders Association, and David Bellman, founder of Bellman Builders in Waukesha. They shared how builders are reacting to President Trump's tariffs. We heard David say that more people than ever are coming to him with the all cash to build that new home due to the vast home equity they've built up. But that's not the case for first-time homebuyers. For this perspective on the housing economy, we turn to Dee Kemp, Vice President of Programs for Axe Housing. It's a nonprofit helping families of color build wealth in Milwaukee and Beloit through home purchase and rehab services. Dee, thanks for joining us.
Always happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into this, can you explain a bit about what Axe Housing does for potential homeowners, especially in Milwaukee?
Absolutely. At Axe, we pride ourselves on being a one-stop shop for home ownership, which for a first-time homebuyer can be incredibly confusing and daunting process. So we want to help make that easier for people by having all the services that you need under one roof to really get yourself through this process effectively. To do that, we provide home buyer coaching, which is really the element of our program where we're helping you look at your credit, look at your finances, build a budget that puts you in a position to be that future homeowner. We also have a full real estate brokerage. We offer lending, and we have a development arm that is focused on creating affordable housing opportunities. So one great thing about being a program participant at Axe is that we're going to make sure you have access to some great inventory.
Hmm. Have your clients' needs changed since the Trump administration started implementing tariffs? What do you see?
Well, I think we're all kind of sitting back trying to see what the impact overall is going to be. But it's never a good thing when there's uncertainty in the market. And typically when you see prices go up, the least of us are the ones who see the impacts of that first. So working with low and moderate income families, as they see their day-to-day costs go up, that is really cutting into the budget for them to have the ability to save for that first house. So we're seeing families who that process is just going to take longer because their other expenses are rising.
I mean, buying a home, it's already stressful. And then you have on top of this, the current times with worries about tariffs and a tight housing supply, that too can be very nerve-wracking. Do you think your clients will feel like they can leave renting behind in this moment?
That's a decision that every family really has to make for themselves. What I've found is that there is no expiration date on the American dream and no challenge that's going to stop families from dreaming of making their own lives better. So despite any of the challenges that are in the environment, when you have 80% of renters in Milwaukee who are saying best case scenario for them is to be a homeowner, that desire is still there. We just have to work that much harder to make sure that those opportunities are still accessible for folks that are low and moderate income.
And Axe Housing rehabs homes as well, is that right?
Correct. So tariffs definitely are going to have an impact on the price of doing renovations.
Yeah, your costs would need to probably go up for, you know, steel, aluminum, lumber. I mean, even like the guts of the home, the heating and the plumbing.
And not just that, because if most families approach home ownership, like, what am I going to pay on a monthly basis? So you're already coming into an environment where we have housing shortages, we need more building. of all types of housing, including affordable housing. Now you have stress on all of the home builders who have higher expenses, and those folks who are trying to do an affordable rehab have all these additional expenses as well. What I think we're not considering is that when I get into that new house, I have to get a refrigerator or a stove, and those things are going to cost more because of tariffs. So when you talk about that monthly expense for a family, it's not just that principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. It's also all of the things inside your house that actually make it a home where we're seeing the cost go up for our families.
What is your advice in this moment for potential home buyers, the people you are coaching to say, yes, go after the American dream, you can do this? What advice do you give?
The great thing is that the principles of budgeting and habits, good habits, have not changed. So we can really fall back on our bread and butter, which is to teach people how to effectively budget. And hey, right now you do have to be a little bit more creative. Even me personally, the last time I was at the grocery store, I was like, okay, I need to start couponing or something. Because I'm spending way more than what I did a year ago. So really just working with families to, one, understand the environment that they're in so that they're not afraid to move forward in this environment, but also really drilling down on the habits and behaviors that are going to lead them to successful home ownership. And those are the same habits and behaviors that allow you to adapt when the environment is very volatile, like we see it is right now.
I was reading some fresh Redfin information that's saying Midwestern cities like Milwaukee and Detroit are seeing some of the most price growth due to affordable real estate and increased demand. Are you seeing some of that in Milwaukee?
Oh, absolutely. I consistently, when I'm out in the community, I am reminding people who live in Milwaukee and who live in Beloit how attractive our communities are to other people, because we are still affordable, which means that our citizens need to take advantage of this point in time to make sure that we're the ones who own our properties. I believe strongly that Milwaukee should be owned by Milwaukeeans. Never give up on dreams of home ownership. It is absolutely attainable. I think we all do a great job of talking ourselves out of our blessings, but I like to always think positively. And I believe that when there's a will, there's a way. And Axe is here and views it as a privilege to support families in their journey to home ownership. So don't be scared. Come and see us. No matter what the environment, we can figure out a way to get this done.
Dee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That was Dee Kemp, Vice President of Programs for Axe Housing, a Milwaukee nonprofit supporting first-time homebuyers. Earlier, we heard from Brad Boix at the Wisconsin Builders Association and builder David Bellman in Waukesha.